we're going to take up House Bill 1095. Before we do that, I would like to introduce our page, Beth Sanders from Rapid City. Beth, nice to have you here. House Bill 1095 revised the sizes of plats that may be filed with the Register of Deeds. Representative Michaels, welcome to local government.
It's a pleasure, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. Thank you very much. I got involved in this bill by virtue of knowing our Register of Deeds very well. And we've had an issue in Yankton County relative to space in a courthouse. And she has worked very diligently at trying to find mechanisms to scan plats and other documents. And given the computer technology available, she and the other county officials have worked and have found that scanning the plats on a smaller scale obviously is more economical, and that's what this bill does. And with your approval, Madam Chair, I'll defer then to Rich Satgas.
Thank you, Representative Michaels. Mr. Satgas, welcome to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Rich Satgas, I'm the registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. The Register of Deeds brought this legislation, as Representative Michaels pointed out, because as more and more Register of Deeds are getting into the area of imaging, they were trying to find ways that would, I guess, best suit the imaging process, especially when you're dealing with plats. The equipment that's available is somewhat limited, or it's rather expensive, and so to find the most affordable way of doing it, we're asking to add another size of plats to what is allowed for filing of plats. We believe that the 11 by 17 is probably the best way to do the imaging process, because when you get into the larger size of plats, you tend to have to break the plat up and then image it in several different sections. And so the 11 by 17 with the available scanners that are affordable tends to work better. This is permissive language. We have talked with some of these surveyors out there, and because it is permissive, they don't see a problem with it. We're just hoping that over time, more and more surveyors will go to the 11 by 17 size. And with that, if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Satgas. Further proponents on House Bill 1095? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1095? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion questions. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, question for Mr. Satgas.
Please, Representative Klocek.
Thank you, Richard. When you put the 11 by 17s on these plat books, have any of the Register of Deeds say anything about fitting them in size-wise? Do you know what I'm saying? Are they going
correct
to, compared to the other two sizes, are they going to be a problem? There's going to be a, say, a bunch of empty space left if they use just, you know, those on the pages, or does that not seem to be a problem with them?
Well, Representative Klocek, if I may, Madam Chair.
Please.
That doesn't seem to be a problem, because most of the Register of Deeds have gone to the storage of plats by putting them in specialized sleeves and then hanging the plats within a cabinet. It tends to preserve the plats a little bit better. It avoids any water damage or moisture if there is such a problem that may occur. And so most of these plats are just, they're actually hung up within a storage cabinet, so there wouldn't be any wasted space.
Certainly, Representative Klocek. Additional questions? Representative Heimhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are the counties prepared to deal with this, or do they not have the technology currently?
More and more of them are getting the technology. So whether they're able to scan or not, I think there's probably about 8 counties that have currently gone to the scanning process. And this legislation would not require them to scan. They would just, if a surveyor submitted an 11 by 17 size plat, they would just store it normally the same way they do with the other two sizes. So it wouldn't cause them any heartache. So.
Thank you, Mr. Satgas. Additional questions? Seeing none, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Mitchell.
Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this is pretty clear. It came by the people who have to do the job, and hence I'm ready to move due pass.
We have a due pass motion from Representative Mitchell. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Representative Slaughter seconds that motion. Discussion on the due pass motion. All those in favor of DPAS on Senate on House Bill 1095, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Harvey?
Aye.
Colbert?
Aye.
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 Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Denny?
Aye.
House Bill 1095 goes to the floor. Do pass.
Madam Chair.
Representative.
Motion to move this to consent.
It's been moved. Consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on that motion. Representative Harbins. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, goes to the floor. We're on the consent calendar.